It all began with an argument in the kitchen. What resulted is something that is commonplace today, but was a novel idea when it began to be promoted. I'll take you to that starting point next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Kyle Converse's grandfather and great-grandfather were in the canning business in Fremont, Michigan in the 1920s. You perhaps would not know their name if not for an event involving Kyle's grandmother in their family kitchen.
She was annoyed with mashing baby food, and my grandfather, this is according to family lore, came in the kitchen because they were supposed to go someplace. So he said, "Are you finished yet?" And she threw the strainer at him and said, "If you can do this any faster, you do it yourself. And by the way, if you can puree tomatoes in that plant, you can puree any vegetable."
At the time, Kyle says what we know as baby food was only available for babies who were sick, and you might need a doctor's prescription to get it. Kyle's grandfather and his father, the Gerber family, began looking for a way to do just what her grandmother had told them to do.
Because you have to keep the nutrients. You can boil vegetables all you want, but if you throw the water away, you've just thrown the vitamins away. So how do you keep the nutrition in there and can it?
Even though they had developed a baby food, this was a new concept for mothers, and it needed to be promoted.
My grandparents went all over the United States on radio. They were stumping baby food, and they were convincing everybody what it is and how it is. And they sponsored Happy Trails, Roy and Dale Evans' show. They sponsored Captain Kangaroo.
But the Gerbers not only needed sales of baby food, they needed investors to help fund the enterprise in the 1930s. Her grandfather turned to those in this community.
He convinced a lot of farmers to buy stock because he would end up using their food. He told me once that the local bar owner was his biggest investor and I said, "Why?" And he said, "It was a depression. People drank."
The home where Kyle grew up is still very much a part of the family, and visitors can experience it as well. I'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Fremont, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.